This is Neil Doody for ArtSound FM, and this morning I'm talking with Michael Jallaroo-Torres. Good morning, Michael.
Yeah, how's it going, mate?
Good, thank you. Now, Michael is part of a new project that is being put together by Ambush and by the Cambry at the ANU called The Walk of Art, which is going to be a number of photographers outside in the Cambry Plaza. Michael, it's all photography, and you're one of six there. Can you tell us a bit more about where you came from in terms of a photographer and how you got involved in this?
Yeah, sure. I was born and raised in Broome. So obviously I lived in a remote part of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
So photography is kind of like part of my life since growing up as a kid, as, you know, everyone around me had your little point-and-shoot cameras and that.
Yep.
But I kind of had to wait till I could afford a digital camera. So it took many years until, I guess, early 2000s when I was able to actually afford to buy a digital camera. And using my background in art and design, I kind of worked on a style that took probably five or six years to get to a point where I was happy to actually start creating art that shares my views and my stories that I wanted to tell.
Yeah, I was having a look at the photography in the portfolio on your website and was struck by, I think, the positivity a lot of the images conveyed, both the ones of people and also of country.
Yeah, I guess, you know, growing up in around the Broome and the Kimberleys, I do have that, you know, first-hand knowledge of what life is like in, you know, communities and towns, and, you know, mainstream media usually focuses on the negatives.
Mm.
Where, you know, there's a lot of positives in the communities and that, otherwise no one would really live there, you know. And the positives is being on country and, you know, that kind of small community aspect and how everyone helps each other and stuff like that. Obviously there's pros and cons to everything, but I just wanted to really highlight the positives of our people living on country and living in town as well.
Yeah, there's one set of photographs you've got there called Abstract Landscape Miniature, which struck me greatly. It's sort of, I'm not sure if there's any post-processing involved, but I guess you start by the amazing landscape that you've got there, and you've obviously done some work to make them a more abstract image by the time we actually get to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky enough to live in Broome and around Kimberley, where you do have these rich, vivid reds and greens and blues, and I kind of, by trial and error over many walking and shootings, I've managed to work on a long exposure movement abstract style where certain lenses and certain filters created this really rich texture abstract form. And mainly I just, you know, up the contrast a bit, and that's pretty much it. And I'll just change the color temp. So a lot of the works are hardly any post-production in it. It's just more of the movement. And what the country, you know, looks like. And, yeah, and certain time of day, like, you know, I've spent hours trying to get the right look at certain times of day in certain locations. So really, I guess, my way of reading the country.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
So the work that you've got in the Walk of Art, can you take us through that? What sort of things can people expect to see there?
Yeah, so there was a selection that Bill and Moshe from Head On selected, and one or two from previous shows I did. So one of them's from my first solo show called Scar, a big undertaking by me to do my first show with I think it was 21 pieces, so I was a bit ambitious.
Mm-hmm. Scar one, that's on the website. Yeah, too, I can see.
Yeah, so, and that's an idea of capturing the beauty of our people and the body scarring that, you know, we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I actually carved into the print.
Oh, okay. So what people are seeing there isn't the straight photography that you did, but there's more work on that.
Yeah, well, that's just a photo of a photo, so obviously. But the original prints were just one-off, so I just did one print and cut up the paper a bit, and that was part of that series. And then I did some other ones with Collect, which was a part of the pearling history around Broome. And the aspect of taking human remains and selling it to institutions over in Europe.
Mm.
And some other stuff, like the one with the our religion, where, you know, our people gave up our culture and everything for the Bible and things like that. I mean, it's quite a mixture of dark history and just me capturing it in my own vibrant, minimalist way.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's terrific. So I look forward to seeing that outside, that's one of the main things that's different about this particular exhibition, is that in Canberra we're used to things that happen in Cambry's gallery here, the Ambush Space. So this will be something else, the fact that it'll be out 24/7, I guess, in terms of a gallery.
Yeah, I definitely, when the borders open, I would definitely love to drive up and check it out, just to see the works printed at that size as well, which would be pretty cool.
Yeah, yep.
And also see the other artists. There's, you know, a great selection of artists, photographers in this little show, and, you know, definitely want to go and do my own, you know, do my own social media stuff with it, but also promote the other photographers.
Of course, yeah. Well, thanks for talking with us today, Michael. Good luck with the rest of your career, and hopefully you get a chance to meet you when you actually do make it down to Canberra once everything settles down.
Yeah, that'll be great, mate. Yep. I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Great. Thanks again. See ya.
All right. Thanks.